Leslie Smith on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com. We'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures talking about the news behind the grain markets today and also your closing numbers here next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
It's the ultimate win-win situation for wheat farmers. Farmers receive the best genetically improved wheat varieties that address their specific needs. And when you invest in varieties created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics, you're investing in the future of your own farm operations. Your investment today allows independent research to continue that returns that investment directly back to you in the form of locally adapted varieties. Help keep OSU's wheat breeding program strong and sustainable. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures finished the day higher in corn, beans, and wheat. March corn closed up 2 cents at 353.5. That was in the middle of the range. Of course, yesterday that contract made new contract lows. And then hedge funds, of course, have a record net short position or near record. They're short roughly 780 million bushels of corn. So that's weighing on prices. Beans higher today in March, up 0.75 cents, 856.75. That contract has not made new lows. It set those lows back in November. It's close and working toward them, but has not breached those levels yet. And then wheat futures are higher here, just slightly though. We have March Chicago wheat up 2.25 at 460.5. Kansas City March up 4.75, and Kansas City July up up 2.75 at 477.75. So across the board again, those markets were just a little bit higher. Some outside factors today. We have the stock market down 22, roughly 100 points off the lows. It's come back strong. The U.S. dollar index up 55 points at 99.52, about 20 off of the highs there. That market has remained strong there for that U.S. dollar index. And as always, anytime the dollar goes up, that's typically negative for domestically grown commodities.
We'll have more analysis right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else are traders looking at today?
Yesterday, the USDA released their wheat ratings here. Kansas was 54% good to excellent, where last month it was 48%. Oklahoma was 77% good to excellent, where last month it was 51%. So the wheat crop looks really good, and more moisture on the way will really only improve it. Hedge funds see that, and they're adding to that short position on wheat. They're short about 475 million bushels of wheat and estimated to be short 340 million bushels of beans and again, 780 million bushels of corn. So short across the board from the hedge funds. The CME declared a force majeure on the soybean shipping delivery points on the Illinois River. That rainfall has slowed traffic and people are unable to deliver against the January contracts. So the CME declared that. That could change some logistical things going forward. And then out of South America, Argentina has quite been disappointed with the amount of soybean sales. They were anticipating with the export tax decrease and some other factors they're implementing that they would export a lot of soybeans has been disappointing up to this point. Of course, it's a long year ahead, and that could still continue.
That's Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin, how can people reach you?
877-431-9805.
In recapping your markets, at February live cattle up 35 at 136.77. April down 7 at 137.35. January feeder cattle 15 higher at 167.77. March up 37 at 165.05. February lean hogs up 167 at 61.10. April up 62. And at 66.07. March Kansas City wheat 5.75 higher at 460. May up 4.75 at 469.25. March Chicago wheat 3 higher at 461.25. March corn up 1.5 at 353. May up 1 at 358.5. January soybeans 3.25 higher at 867.75 with March up 1.25 at 857.25. March cotton up 7 at 62.68. May down 2 at 63.45. That's your market analysis on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.